just imagine all the possibilities in this room. For good or for not so good? I know you got it in you. I'm going to read some verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. If you have a Bible, you'll be able to turn to them, but we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6, first of all, and then a couple of other verses further down. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6. Now, these things were our examples. Now, what it's speaking about right here is that these are an awful warning note. You say, what is he talking about? What is an awful warning note to us? Well, it has to do with chapter 10 and verse 1 and down those first verses where it reminds us of what Israel had and what they blew. What they've been given and what they lost. He says, these things were an awful warning to us as examples, to the intent that we should not lust, that's a strong desire, that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Down, please, if you've got your Bible open to verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, or by way of example. And they are written for our admonition. In other words, they were written so we wouldn't ignore the warning. Upon whom the ends of the ages, the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape, that you might be able to bear it. Primarily, my thoughts are from verse 13, so we're going to read it again. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. I want to talk to you about something that enters every life. Something that can spoil you, ruin you, or something that could make you an overcomer. And that something is found here in this passage, and it's called temptation. I want to talk to you about temptation. It can ruin you. But it can also make you something for God. Temptation. Story's told, it's a story of a Chinese man who had captured a tiger kitten. When he got the tiger kitten, of course, it was quite small. He raised that tiger kitten in a cage that was suited to it, and it became massive. And they do. Tigers are huge beasts. Powerful things. And he raised it till it was full grown. And he used to brag to his friends about how ferocious it was and how powerful that tiger was. And after a while, they got so used to hearing him say it that they began to say, oh, that tiger's not ferocious. That tiger, why, he's no different than an old kitten. An old man heard them talking about it.
A wise old man. He said, there's really just one way to find out. Let him out of his cage. And the young man went to the cage and he put his hand on the latch and he said, anyone want to try out my tiger? And all of a sudden there were no takers. Temptation is far more powerful than a tiger. And it can take you down. We read a number of things in this passage that are important to get a hold of. The first lesson that's here is don't forget the lessons of the past. You see, God has given us this book and He's given us this truth because He gave us especially examples. And some of them have a terrible warning. Some of them tell the stories of people who had such potential and such possibilities. And they let temptation have its way. And their lives were ruined. Don't forget the lessons of the past. You see, the pressures of our day and the busyness of it, they can make us forget the lessons that God has given us. And the busyness of life and the occupations that we engage in school and so on, and the various responsibilities that are ours, they can cause us to be so busy that we don't read. We don't study our Bibles. And we forget to arm ourselves. We forget to prepare ourselves for the challenge that might meet us today. And I want to tell you, the devil knows how to bring the temptation before you. And he's very, very clever about it. And he's had thousands of years of practice. Temptation is a very real danger. Some of you think it's no more than a kitten. Something to be played with and fondled and trifled with. And if you try out the tiger, you will find what temptation can do. Don't forget the lessons of the past. We must not, and we don't need to, make the same mistakes as others. You know, your life, your intelligence that God has given you, and the truth that God has given you in His Word can keep you from making the same mistakes that a brother has done. I am certain that you know of some, and they have let temptation come in, and it has affected them so much that their lives will never be the same, and they'll never be able to outlive the memory. And even if they know that they're forgiven, they'll never forgive themselves. Temptation brought them down. And it ruined them. But we don't need to make the same mistakes. And we must not. We must not. You know, God has given us numerous examples. And in verse 1 and 2, He reminds us how that Israel was so blessed. All the blessings of God, one upon another, come into their lives, filling their lives with good things. God blessed them so richly. But they soon forgot. Isn't it amazing how you can be at a conference one weekend and maybe something of, could it be that some preacher might say something that was good? Or maybe one of your peers might say something that was just precious to you and good to you and helped you. And you go home and you're just so thankful for it. And the next day you can forget the value of it, the truth of it, and the power of it. And God has blessed us so richly, saved us. Wonderful to be saved. I was saved when I was 15 and a half years old. I thank God that He saved me, that He reached me, that He made me His own. And I'm destined for heaven. And I've got glory before me. And it's not because I'm a preacher. It's just because of His wondrous grace. But I can forget that so quickly. And when temptation comes my way, I'm as vulnerable as you are. How could we have been blessed so much and forget so soon? Remember the lessons of the past. Secondly, I think you can tell from verse 13 that temptations happen to everybody. Temptation happens to all. Maybe some of you are feeling a particular temptation, and I want to tell you, temptations can be very strong. And they get stronger the more you consider them. The more you entertain them in your mind. The more you allow yourself to be influenced by their power, they get stronger and stronger, and they're insistent, and they cry out. But you know something? You're not alone. You're not the first one, you're not the last one, and you're not the only one. You haven't been singled out for some specific powerful temptation that's not common to anyone else. Temptation happens to all. We're reminded in this passage. We're told right here. That Israel was tempted to do evil things. You know what that tells me? There's times when we know there are evil things. The things you look at. Some of the things you see. And some of the things you think about what you see. You know very well that they're wrong. And yet it has such a draw. It has such power. It saps your strength, your power for God, your ability to worship. They were tempted to do evil things. Not only that, but it tells us in this passage of idolatry. You say, well, we don't have idols today. Oh? Can you honestly tell me today that there aren't things that you've held so important? So dear, that you've prized so much that you have at times forgotten that you were bought with a price and that your responsibility is to glorify God in your bodies. I know with all of us it might be something different, but they were tempted to idolatry, to put something else on the throne of their lives, on the throne of their thoughts that didn't belong there. Something else that would keep them from being all that they could be for God. Temptation to idolatry. Not only that, there was a temptation, you could look it up yourself, it's right here. A temptation to sexual immorality. We live in a world that's very blatant about his sexuality. It almost presents it as though it was something that you've got to go after yourself. And you know what this context is here when it relates to the sexual immorality. That here were a people and it had to do with their activities and it had to do with their excitements. Had to do with those things that they were taken up with, their entertainment. You know what you need to do? You need to be very clear about where you're going to draw the line. And then draw it. And stick with it. Temptation fills our world. The magazine pages. The music and their lyrics. The TV images. The movie stars and the videos. You say, are you against us? No, I'm not against you. But I'll tell you this. Don't let the tiger loose. Or you'll find out he's far stronger than you. temptation is real. I could say more about that. I think for the sake of pizza and time, I won't. And I want you to think that here, there's another truth that we need to grasp. And it's right here. Verse 5 talks about it. What is this truth? Others have resisted temptation. Others have passed the same way you have. Others have encountered the same difficulties that you're going to encounter. Others have been in school and faced the same sort of issues. Others have been pressured like you've been pressured. Others have resisted temptation and they won out for God. And I want to tell you, verse 5 says that most of them didn't. It says many of them, most of them, brought no pleasure to God. You know, you look back on this and you can see the bodies of 600,000 people who died because they gave in to temptation. You say, what was that temptation? Why God had prohibited them after they had not gone into the land by faith. They said, we're going to go and we're going to do this anyway. And the desert was scattered with bones because they dared to push God. You be careful who you push. You see, one of their problems, and you can see that, is that there was a lack of respect. And amongst them, God sent snakes, he says, that took their lives. A little further on, you'll see that there were those, and they were murmuring, they were complaining. What should they have been doing? Well, this weekend is about Thanksgiving. Did you forget? Thanksgiving. Are you really thankful? Young Christian, have you really got a heart of thanksgiving for God? You know, I think every one of us is truly saved. We would like to see the Lord honored the way He deserves to be honored. Don't be afraid to offer it to God. Don't be afraid to give Him His due. You know what my Bible says? Them that honor me, I will honor. Those that despise me, will be lightly esteemed. The desert was littered with the bodies of those who dared to push God, thinking they could get away with it, listening maybe to the attitude of those about them. Temptation is real. And when we submit, you going to take this home with you? When we submit, there's a cost. And it might be more than you want to pay. Temptation. Others have resisted it. We're blessed with their example. And God has given us the ability to resist too. Fourth lesson. This is my last one. Fourth lesson. Oh, the truth of this. Get a hold of it. It's wonderful. God can show you the way of escape. That's what our verse says. Verse 13. There is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Oh, thank God. There's a faithful God on your side. And this God who is faithful, it says He will not suffer you. He will not allow you to be tested beyond what you're able. You say, some of those things are pretty powerful. Do you mean it? Yes. Do you know what? You need the wisdom to say no. And not only to say no, not now, but to say no, not ever. Wonderful truth. God can show you the way of escape. There's a number of things here that I think God helps us with. when it comes to this way of escape that we might be able to bear, why God helps us recognize situations that could trap us. You know something? Most of us, if we stopped and thought, and if we took time to pray, would recognize the danger, would be able to identify the enemy, would see the person that might lure us away in the light of God's Word. God gives us the way of escape. Not only that, but God encourages us to run away from those things that would entrap us. And if we were to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'd read these words, "Flee youthful lusts and follow after righteousness." You say, it sounds so boring, does it? That's God's plan for you. Oh, Christian, dear young person, get a hold of God's plan for you. God doesn't want you to go down under the enemy. God doesn't want you to submit to temptation. God doesn't want you to fail in your life purpose. God has a wonderful purpose for your life. He encourages us to run. And running can be the first step to safety. When you see some temptation about to snare you or your friends, run. Because when the tiger gets loose, it may be that you'll be the one that goes down. And then God shows us what's right. Now, wonderful. God shows us what's right in His Word. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, you've got a powerful enemy. Put on the armor of God. You say, how can I get that armor? Get into the book. Find out what God says. Find truth that fits your need and that fits your life and practice it. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because temptation's real. And you dare not stand without the armor that you need. As well, God instructs us to pray for His help. He tells us to pray for His help and for guidance. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men. Will God give me what I need? He makes the way of escape. Will we ask? Will we seek it? Listen to this verse from this book of Psalms 50, verse 15. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. What is this lesson? God can show you the way of escape. God can bring people into your life. And those are the people that we should treasure. Those are the people that we should encourage to become a part of our life. Maybe even to make ourselves accountable to them as a mentor, that they might help us and guide us and strengthen us and help us fulfill our purpose for God. Temptation can take you down. Remember the lessons of the past. Temptations happen to all. Others have resisted and triumphed. And God gives us the way of escape. Recognize the dangers. Seek the help you need from heaven. Learn the truths of His Word to keep you within safe guidelines. And follow the wisdom that God has imparted. And when the tiger gets loose, you'll have the armor on. And you'll be ready to meet the foe and to stand when the battle's over and to be an overcomer. May God bless His Word. And you, especially you.